Welcome to Laid Back with LJ and Tully, where former WNBA and Australian superstars Lauren Jackson and Tully Bevilacqua sit back and reminisce about their good old days in women's basketball, joined each episode by some very special guests. Now, on this episode, it was the meeting of some former and current Seattle Storm superstars. Current head coach of the University of Arizona women's basketball team, Adia Barnes, joined LJ and Tully. Adia's squad made it to the NCAA championship game this past April, and it was actually the camaraderie of her games that sparked Lauren and Tully to start this podcast. Adia was also a member of the 2004 Seattle Storm championship team, and she came to this meeting with some stories to tell. Cultural icon and WNBA legend Sue Bird also sat down with her former teammates, Lauren, Tully, and Adia, after beating the Connecticut Sun the night before in overtime. The four-time WNBA champion also added some follow-up to the stories told on the first episode of Laid Back with LJ and Tully. Finally, Women's Basketball Hall of Fame coach Lynn Dunn, aka Low Tech Lynn, hopped on to hype up her former players and share some funny stories along the way. But first, we had to tip our hat to co-host Lauren Jackson, who will be inducted into the 2021 Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
Loz and I wanted to catch up and reunite with some old friends of ours, obviously share a few stories, talk about some hoops, and pretty much just continue to tell the stories of the WNBA's past players. To say we had a few laughs is a total understatement, so mateys, grab a drink like we did and join us for some laid-back vibes and lots of laughter. Cheers.
Cheers to Hibby.
Cheers to Hibby. I'm checking coffee or something, maybe a smoothie. I know.
Yeah, put me off here because I'm drinking alone with I don't mean that because Kelsey.
Right, thank how you rude.
Yes, sorry. But normally you and I.
I know. We're going to have to like find a more suitable time. Maybe like 1 o'clock in the morning your time and like, I don't know.
Okay, we can flip the script.
4 or 5 in the afternoon my time.
How was your birthday? Did you end up having, I know you said you didn't have a drink for a while and then it was your birthday. So did you end up having some drinks?
I had a few drinks. Yeah, you want to know what happened to me? I had a few drinks and then by, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, we're all dancing and, you know, getting crazy and stuff. The next day, I could not walk. My knees and my hips were so bad. It was worse than the hangover I had. My body was aching, and I just thought, oh, my God, this is what it is to age.
This is 40.
I cannot dance anymore. Oh, my God, not that I could dance
well,
before.
You can at the time. It's just
yeah, I was after. In my mind.
You were like, bust the move out there like
so then we're gonna have to make sure she has a walker for dancing into the Naismith Hall of Fame for sure.
Oh well, that's the other thing. I don't think I'm gonna be able to get
LJ Hall of Famer.
Thank you. I know.
Oh my god, like
it's pretty epic.
No, let's talk about it. It's freaking huge.
Well, no, I mean, it's just like I feel bad because I don't think I'm going to be able to get over there because we're still quarantining. I've got my kids. I can't leave them.
Would you like me to go and accept it on your behalf?
Absolutely, I would.
Oh, we got that down there because I can give a great speech for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could go dressed as you. You are
a professional broadcaster, so you are very good at public speaking.
Yeah. Loz, if you had tuned in the Fever the other day, you would have caught me on my broadcasting duties. Seriously? Or are you just like trying to make me feel better?
No. I heard you were good. Someone was watching the game and saw you pop up and they were like, whoa, Tully's, you know, doing big time. And I was like,
oh,
geez. She was on the national game. It was the CBS broadcast that she was on.
When I can get my favorite saying in, because I think my favorite saying is like, they can't hit water if they fell out of a boat. And I got it in the other night. I was like, yes.
What's
that?
Is that like a drink every time you get that in or not?
Adia Barnes has entered the chat. And we were lucky enough to get some special appearances by her beautiful, charming children.
Lauren, it's 9 in the morning there.
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Where are the kids?
One of them is with their fantastic grandparents, and the other one is at daycare because I have to work. Hello, darling.
This is Spider-Man.
Hey, Mateo.
I just tried to do a video. I can't get anything done with him. Say hi.
Spider-Man.
Hi.
Hello, darling. Your hair looks wild right now.
Beautiful.
Do you like to see me with the Spider-Man mask?
Yep.
Yes.
Can they say no, Mateo?
While Mateo, aka Spider-Man, gets his mask, Sue Bird has entered the chat, fresh off an overtime win the night before.
Bird! He has not let me do. Hey, Sue.
Hi, guys.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man bounced? What happened?
Spider-Man's coming back, don't worry.
Spider-Man shy?
Uber.
The Zoom is like cue for him to be an ass.
Got it. What's up? How's everybody doing?
Wait, what are you guys playing again, Sue?
Friday.
in it tomorrow. Hey.
Not Sue. Tomorrow, the next day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, Tully, okay. Are you back or are you still in Seattle?
No, I'm back now. I'm back. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I had to come back to give my liver a break.
I guess.
This is what Oh my God, Spider-Man is in the house.
He was Buzz earlier, now he's Spider-Man.
Cute. My kids would be very jealous. They love Spider-Man.
Okay, Mateo.
Birdie. Why couldn't you have done that overtime, like, in the regular time? Because he kept me up late, way late last night.
Me too. I'm like, this is pushing it.
I was like, she is mad. She wants this over and done with.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, I was watching the game too, and I thought Sue looked a little bit grumpy for sure.
Yeah.
A little bit grumpy. But you know what, mate? I tell you what, like, to be able to pull off what you're doing at the moment is pretty bloody impressive. And look, I was just saying that after my 40th, I was dancing so hard for an hour that the following day I could not walk. And see what you're actually doing right now is something special, let me tell you.
Yeah. What's your secret?
I was going to say, my secret is just don't stop. Once you stop, you're fucked.
But you're vegan, right? You're vegan?
No, I'm not vegan.
Oh, you jumped off that train too? Oh,
I was never on that
you
train.
Did? Oh, you were?
Not vegan, right? You guys eat cheese and stuff though, or no?
Yeah.
Not really though, right?
We don't eat like a ton of dairy. Megan thought she was lactose intolerant for her entire life. Turns out she was just like allergic to something in gum. Like, oh, my family, you know, I would just fart all the time and they thought, oh, he's lactose intolerant. Nope. How it was.
That's funny. Where is she at?
He's in the back somewhere.
But what is your shirt, Tully? Invest in women, pay women?
Yeah. So Kelsey Trainer. Kelsey Trainer, would you like to explain?
Oh, yeah. That's a line that I did with Power Forward. And all the money for it goes to Black Girl Hockey Club. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Spider-Man and I saw your player, Ari, I was also with them. I saw she put her shirts out.
Is that just the group? I don't even know that. Is that the Ari shirt? I have one of those.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So Tully's my walking endorsement here.
Was that a Wasserman thing?
Yeah, they work closely. It's actually, do you remember Becky Bonner? She played at Stanford. Anyway, her older brother, Luke, it's like his thing. It's his business. And you like, as players, you can like have your own shop and you like put your own clothes out. And then, yeah.
That's cool, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
You guys don't have one?
I do. I just haven't like set it up yet.
She's busy. Yeah.
Wait, so you just tell him what to design and he'll like design it?
Yeah, pretty much. He helps. They have like creative people that help you, but they help you come up with like concepts for shirts or sweatshirts or.
Laura, do you have one too?
Do I have what?
Do you have one of those?
No.
You should. You would sell like thousands.
I'd sell five to my friends. My cousins.
Oh my God.
You would sell
that's the amount I would sell. I would sell five.
I would sell one.
Just
and I would,
you and your bodysuit, like one of the games, whatever, when you guys won, you're like, it's like half hanging off.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a good one.
That would be like a perfect one.
That would be good. You should do that, Laura.
People in Australia would love that.
Yeah, no, they would.
Wear your Nancy thing, remember?
Wear your Nancy Gans G-string under it.
I put my own line of body slimmers, body shakers.
I have Spanx. You know, my Spanx are tight. That's the messed up part. My Spanx are tight. It's so sad. They roll.
Yeah, but your bras are on point right there. Quality.
It's all good.
Huh? Yeah.
But your bras are on point now.
Bras? Yeah, my boobs are huge from nursing.
I was going to say, are you still breastfeeding?
Yeah, mm-hmm. But she has teeth, so I just did it a couple minutes ago. I called Tully. I was like, send me the link again. But, like, she's, like, starting to bite a little bit. So, like, I'm just I'm like, you bite again, this milk is going to be gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's in the other room. Like, she's starting to be like, ah. And she looks at me like.
Yeah,
and
she
I'm,
was like,
yeah. I know.
I get it from my mom.
So you were breastfeeding, though, at the halftime of your game, though.
Yeah, but that's not like, it wasn't the plan, but like, that's what happened. Yeah. It wasn't supposed to be like known at all. It was like secret.
So were you like giving your rah-rah halftime breastfeeding? I mean, I don't know, like talk us through it.
No, so
come on, guys, we gotta play defense here.
No. Usually I go before the game, but I had all that stuff to do, like the media stuff to do before the game, so like it messed up my whole timeline. So I was like, oh, I'll be okay, I'm stressed, I probably won't produce any milk. And then during the game, like my boobs felt like they were like growing to my chin, and I was like, and I'm already wearing a girdle because my damn stomach, so I they were like here, and I was like, ooh, I gotta like pump for a second. So I just rushed in. We always give them like 5 minutes to like decompress and go to the bathroom and stuff. So I pumped really fast. And then I didn't have time to take everything off because we had like 10 minutes then. So I like had those little suction things on and the hands-free bra. So I put like a blanket over and I just talked, but they've already seen me do that before. So I'm talking at halftime, the blanket falls off. And all you see is like nipples and plastic. My face got so red. I put it back. I said, sorry, guys. And they just started laughing. And I was like, at least I broke the ice. I didn't care. And then like went back and I was walking out of halftime late because I had to take all the crap off, put the milk in the fridge, just all that stuff. And so everybody found out.
Normalized breastfeeding.
It's not the first time that any of us have had our teat out, you know?
I know. But there's like never anywhere to pump or anything. It's such like...
Well, there's nothing set up for
nothing,
you know, mums and stuff like that. Like, let's normalize 40-year-olds still playing in the league. Like, it's like, you can. It's like, take care of your body. You can still play at that level at your age, my age. I think I was 40 at the same time before I retired. It's like,
yeah, no, I think people, the media talk about it more than I feel it.
Mm.
Like, my age gets brought up more than I feel my own age.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, so it's just like I have to constantly answer these questions, but it's like I don't even think about it half as much.
Oh, amazing though. Like, I don't know, just watching you and the way that you're performing, and I think too, because you're so smart now, you've had so many years knowing, like learning how to play the game. You've got something that the young kids just will never have, you know? You're unbelievable. I'm just so
you
proud.
Are.
I know, I can't believe it. Okay. Yeah.
Those are big words from a Hall of Famer.
No, they're not. She knows how to feel about it.
Speaking of Hall of Famer. I know. I would drink to that.
I mean, you right now. So, you know, I'm just so proud. Oh, my God, I'm getting teary. But loving watching you, it's just so special. And, yeah, let them talk about your age. Bloody hell. Ain't nobody's going to be able to do what you're doing at your age. I'm telling you.
And so you look better than the rookie.
Yeah.
Incredible.
But you do. Like, you do look like you're better than the rookies coming in and stuff. And it's like, you know.
I hope so. I'm old as shit.
your body's better than your rookie year.
Oh, for sure. I was like, I had like a layer.
We all did.
We all had a layer.
Remember, Adia, we put a layer on extra.
God, I put a layer on all the time. I've always had layers. Now I just have like a lot of layers. Lauren, it's just stuff ain't the same after babies. It's like, I don't know. The women that are great after, you're like so jealous. Like, someone was like, I was so skinny after breastfeeding. I think in my head, like, I hate to, because it's not working for moms.
You know, we're not the youngest moms. Our bodies aren't as young as they once were to be able to bounce back as quickly. So, you know, don't. I think you're amazing what you're doing. All of you. It's just
Well, I mean, again, you're all just amazing. Like, Sue, we just spoke about you. Laws, you're just Hall of Famer, awesome. Adia, what you're doing now, like, did I think ever back then that you were going to be, like, head coaching in a NCAA final, and, like, now you're just representing so many categories and stuff, like, and putting a voice out there, it's crazy. I'm just, like, the crazy Aussie that's just, like...
Still got those guns out.
Yeah, crazy Aussie with guns.
Hey, you got to work with what you got. That's all I got, right?
Wait, Kelly, how old are you?
You don't ask a lady's age.
I know, but...
Oh, I'm 49 this year.
Are you 49? Wow, damn, your arms look good. You look good. You still look 35, Tully. Are you 49, really?
This year, I'm not 49 yet, but this year I am, yes.
Okay. Wait, Sue, you're 40?
Yeah.
God, I'm 44. How old are you, Lauren?
40.
Just turned 40. So 40 is the new 30.
41.
You can still have kids because I got pregnant at 43.
Yeah. So they call the 30s the dirty 30s. What do they call the 40s? The forgetful 30s, because you don't want to remember what you did in your dirty 30s? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, what do they call 40s? I don't even know.
No idea.
The new 30s?
Are you over the hill? Is that over the hill?
Feels like it's your prime. I feel like every woman I know in their 40s just says it's like the best. You're just totally know yourself and don't give a shit about anything.
I haven't. Yeah, I kind of think that's true, but I haven't found that yet. Maybe I'll find that at 45.
A professional athlete and then like moving on, because we're so late to coming into real life that it just are sort of still figuring your shit out when you get to 50, and you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I actually want to go back and start studying again and doing other stuff. And then I keep going, you're actually 40 years old, you know, maybe settle down. So I don't know.
It is weird.
Chasing kids around at 40 is hard though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're like tired. I'm tired.
That's why I just never stopped. I'm putting all this off.
Yeah, you get
everything's
on ice, you're good. Lauren, don't you regret that? I do. What? I regret that I didn't put like eggs on ice earlier, because I would have probably had another kid, but I would have spread them out. I wouldn't have had them this late.
I had mine frozen when I was like 36 or something, so 35, so I had frozen them.
Oh, you did freeze them.
That's smart. And so you froze yours?
Yeah, like just
yours. Totally, yours don't work, I remember.
I froze mine internally, okay? Stop it.
Talking about having kids, and Tully kept on talking about Lindsay, and I looked at her and I was like, damn, your ovaries don't work. Like, it wasn't even like a thought. It was like, oh, we're going to have kids, Lindsay. And I was like, Tully, like, you can have kids too. You know that, right? Like, did you know this can happen? And she was like, oh, no. I was like...
Stop it. Let's go back to you. Let's go back to you and talk. Hey, okay, can I ask some questions?
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask some questions. Yeah. Okay. You all have a buzzer, right? So whatever. You know, a buzzer. And you gotta answer the questions. Quick, rapid questions here. Okay. Who forgot to put their jersey on before the game against Minnesota and got death stare by Ann?
Bing! Simone Edwards.
Yes. Who left their lips on Lauren's hair?
What?
Tane Thompson.
Wait, what was that question, Tom?
I had lipstick on my hair.
Who left their red lips in Lauren's hair? Yeah.
Oh.
All right. What was the nationality of the bridal party whose wedding we crashed in Detroit?
Oh. Indian,
yeah. I remember hearing about that, but I don't remember. Like,
you weren't there?
I wasn't there, because I remember you guys said that. Maybe I was there, but maybe I just wasn't there.
It was actually really cool. It was actually really cool.
It was really cool. But then the grooms started paying too much attention to, and I'm going to say us, and then we got kind of like, you know, maybe our time is, you know, time to go now. But he recognized you, Loz, from the Sports Illustrated black and white pictures that you had done.
I remember when people would have you sign that.
I'd be like, oh, Lauren, you don't have that out. That's like beautiful pictures.
Oh, yeah, they're here. I've got to hide them next to my children. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You'll pull just one out? You're going to pull it out and show us?
No. So, listen. So, the funniest thing happened the other day. I was at Aussie Hoops watching my little four-year-old, you know, training and hopping around. And the people that bought my house out at Bellbridge, like my first house, the wife came up with a bag and she was like really kind of like, you know, I'm really sorry to do this, but you've left these photos in the house. And I've been trying to get them back to you. I haven't looked at them. And I was like, oh, I don't care if you have. I'm sure they're from 20 years ago. You know that they were bad. You know they were bad. Just the stuff that I was doing back then. I haven't even looked at the photos because I do not want to know what they've seen. But, oh, man, I just thought, thank God I've got them back. But anyway.
That was nice that they returned them, though.
Yeah, no, really nice, really nice. I cannot open it up because I do not want to see what's in there. Like, so I'm just avoiding it altogether. So, yeah, anyway.
Yo, Sue, okay, talking about photos and stuff. Okay, did you and Megan rock, paper, scissors? Who was going to be naked on the beach and who was going to be clothed on the beach?
Oh, no. Like, how did I get this role? Why am I in a bathing suit sitting in the sand? She's in like,
I was worried about that sand. Bit.
No, that was the GQ, like, creative whatever decided that. I walked in. It was literally like, you know, like Ben Stiller in Meet the Parents when he doesn't have his clothes, so he doesn't have his, you know, his bathing suit. And he walks in, it's just on a hanger, this like G-string bathing suit. That was me. Megan had this like whole outfit and I walked in, it was just this bathing suit. It was like.
You're like,
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Those were nice though, that was beautiful.
That was good, yeah, that was good photos. Great.
It was just funny.
Yeah.
It was like.
But were you embarrassed? Like, were you like, oh God, no, you didn't care?
No.
Yeah, if I looked like you, I wouldn't care either. I could have a little less, that's fine. Show it all.
Okay, well, this is my next question. Who got dumped by a wave in Hawaii and lost their bikini top?
me. Dude, that was bad. We talked about it. Totally nice. She calls me with Jill the other day. We talked about that. God, that was embarrassing. Like,
you've had like some top five embarrassing moments that I've been.
I know. Do you remember when I, Lauren, both you guys, I told you were there too. Do you remember when I fell on my pants in the warm up?
In warm ups?
Utah.
You got air. You got
hard, huh?
Yeah, you did fall hard. God, the whole thing line stopped. We were like,
Lauren? Do you remember?
Baby.
God, I remember then the whole bed. Tammy Reese and everybody were like,
everybody was like,
I fell hard. That was so embarrassing. Do you remember my ball?
It was only embarrassing because you get so embarrassed.
I fell so hard. How could you not? I laid down there for a second, like, did I just fall?
You don't have a natural, like, get up and pretend.
I naturally get up when I just ate crap.
No, you legit, because I think you slipped on your pants.
I slipped on the back of my pants. Who made
so she just went like, whoosh, like legs out from underneath you on your back.
I remember the bench was like, ooh, and I was like. Do you remember my ball got stuck in the side at Phoenix? That was very my ball got stuck and it took like 5 seconds. It took 10 seconds or 20 to get it down.
It wasn't even that bad. You just got so embarrassed.
They had to get like a broom. Remember? They couldn't hit it out. They got a broom. I was like.
Oh, I definitely remember that.
You remember Lauren shot in the wrong basket?
I remember
that. I remember that. That was 2003.
No. I went from saying outlet. I was like, outlet. No.
Did she make it?
Yeah, she did.
was like a layup.
Yeah, was that the free throw?
Oh my god.
Yes, yes, it was. Oh. It made like Canada's funniest home videos or something like
that. Oh, did it really?
You know, stupid sporting moments or something. I don't know.
I think we still won though, right?
Oh, I think so, because Lynn Dunn was like, if we had lost by 2 points, you would have been doing suicide. So like, okay.
I'll talk about Lynn Dunn's story.
I'm going to give you a good Lynn Dunn story. So I don't know where we were. Do you guys remember? We would have been could have been Detroit or something. We're in a hotel. We go to, I don't know who it was. Maybe you and you or a D. I don't know. Walking down to the pool. Anyway, Lynn's on the couch with a singlet on and her boot was just flopping out the side. Sunbaking. And then she just picked it up and popped it back in and, you know, like it was nothing. But I was so young then and I remember, you know, thinking, oh, my God, that's my coach. You know, she's a legend. She's such a damn legend.
How come you can't get back to Australia? It's just like COVID stuff?
The borders are so restrict. Yeah.
Yeah. So we can't, like, we're not even allowing international travel until next year, they reckon. So that's why I can't, it's going to be really hard for me to get over there for Naismith. And then even then on the way back, if I could get an exemption or whatever, quarantine 14 days. So, and we've just had, we've just had another outbreak in Melbourne. 15 people have contracted it and Melbourne's about to shut down completely. Actually, we should
be. 15 people, we have that like every hour here in Tucson.
I know.
It's just like in our block. Like. Wait, are you guys all vaccinated?
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
You're not?
Not yet. Mom and dad have had their first shot because we're not allowed to yet. So people under 50, we haven't been.
Really?
Yeah, so part of the rollout. The rollout wasn't as efficient as it was in America. So we've had a few issues, but yeah.
More reason to come visit.
Yeah.
I want to come and visit. I miss you all so much.
Yeah. My dad just had his first shot the other day. So yeah, it's really slow.
Wait, Tully, are you vaccinated?
I am.
You got the Pfizer?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Did anybody get Johnson? Did you guys get sick?
Not at all. Just a sore arm.
Yeah, my arm was sore as crap. Worse than my hip.
So I have a question. Last time we were on this podcast, Tully asked about her boots, right? And Sue and I couldn't remember what happened to those damn boots. I know, Adia, you mastermind this.
Was that you, Adia?
No, of course not. It wasn't me.
Adia.
Someone hid them, Lauren.
Huh? Adia.
One of you guys hid them. It wasn't my idea.
You didn't look me in the eye because, I mean, we were tight.
No, but I didn't. But they were all tight. They were just hidden. You still had them.
I don't know who hid them, but whoever did.
They disappeared.
They got removed.
Whoever hid them or removed them did you a favor. Yeah, Giselle, it sounds like people were doing you a service.
Wait, Lauren,
I had my style. You had your style.
You had Camila taking you on shopping sprees to Old Navy. Like, we were helping you out, bro. Like,
I was on budget, okay? I was on budget.
Yeah, we were helping you out.
Like, where's Camila?
Probably Prague.
What, like, what's, is she a mom and stuff now?
Yeah.
She's got one or two kids.
Wow. Yeah.
Guys, somebody's popping in who might have been relevant to conversation.
Mary Poppins?
A minute ago.
Look back.
Now, before we are joined by former Seattle Storm head coach Lynn Dunn, we have to note that we had been telling some pretty funny Lynn Dunn stories offline before she joined in. And well, as someone who does not lack any personality, Lynn picked right up with these stories after, of course, a few seconds of technical difficulty.
Lynn Dunn!
Whoa!
Do we got Lynn's audio now? Is she there? Oh, no.
Oh my God.
So, okay, because you guys had Lynn and I had her in Indiana. So on one road trip, I was bold as shit on a plane, right?
Yeah.
And so I was sitting right behind Lynn and all I could see was this fro, you know, above the seat in front of me. Uh-huh. And so I just got my boarding pass and little by little, I would just like, I'd start to shred it. And by the end of the trip, all my boarding pass was in her hair. She had no idea. Oh my God, because she couldn't feel a thing because it just kept like, I mean, it was bouncy. That thing was bouncy. Oh my God. She cracks me up.
Hey, Lyndon, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hey!
Hey, low-tech Lynn is in.
Low-tech Lynn.
That's a great name.
That was awesome.
This is wonderful. Look who's here.
We were just talking about you.
Yeah, we were.
The Seattle Storm superstars.
Wow, there's a couple of them.
Are y'all telling stories?
Yeah.
We've told a couple about you, so.
Yeah. Remember the time we were in the huddle and somebody farted?
Sue told that story.
Well, I thought it was Marciniak. But I think it might have been me.
Wait, you remember you used to tell Michelle Marciniak that you were going to cut her ponytail off and stick it up her butt?
Yeah, if she spun her, if she did that Spinderella crap one more time, I was going to cut off her ponytail and stuff it up her.
I remember that.
Hey, y'all remember she would spin for no reason? She would spin.
Goodbye.
Oh my God.
You remember her and Latasha Byers got into a fight?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, I remember that too. That was awesome. I mean, it wasn't awesome. But it was
funny. We don't advocate it, but yeah, go on, do tell.
Have y'all lost track of our syntax?
Huh? She's giving us the sheets now.
Yeah, she's selling sheets.
What are you up to, Lynn?
Well, I'm in West Tennessee, Dresden, Tennessee, population 1,500. And I've been playing spades all afternoon. Not up to much. Just got back from Florida. Been doing some podcast things with Adia here, you know, talking about what all her championship season. What a good job, Adia. Good job.
Legend.
Bravo.
Yeah.
But what about Sue Bird last night?
I know.
Yeah.
She was amazing.
That was awesome.
Y'all already talked about that?
A little bit, yeah. But you can elaborate.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Stunning. A woman, you know, of her veteranness.
Veteranness.
Fine line.
Not only is she scoring, she's defending at a high level. She's just everything at a high level. It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
Dang.
I want to hear about Lauren Jackson's children.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Where are they?
Children.
Kids. One of my kids is sick and he's with his grandparents because I have to work today. And my other kid is at daycare because I'm working.
And so. What's their ages?
2 and 4.
2 and 4. Wow.
Yeah, they're beautiful. I'm very lucky. I feel like the luckiest person ever. Like, 2 beautiful children.
So you've got 2, Adia's got 2, Tully's got 2, Sue's got
2 frozen.
If you count Megan, I have 1.
If you count Salva, I have 3.
Yeah, she's got 3.
Actually, then the 15 players, so 19 or 18.
Yeah, you got to count them.
Yeah, got that quick math?
Yeah, I know. The Arizona math.
What is this? Are we on Instagram or Facebook or something? Are we live somewhere?
We are on a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah. So kind of live. Okay. Live.
Yeah.
We want some stories from you.
You have a story for all these faces in front of you right now.
Well, gosh, I was checking who's going to be hearing this. Is this going to be going national or, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we can edit it. So say whatever you want.
Golly,
safe space.
Tony, you tell a story.
I told the story about running into you in the pool when your boob was hanging out your singlet and you had to like tuck it back in.
Right. Did you tell the story about me coming to Australia?
Haven't told that one yet.
Well, I'll tell this one. I went over, I can't remember. I went over a couple of times, but the one time I went over, we went out to, Lauren has a place out on the water. You know where I'm talking about, Lauren? And we went out there and was her name Polly? What was her name?
Polly.
Yep. Your friend. And so we all spent the night that night on the ocean and I got hot. So I took off all my clothes. And opened the windows and slept naked. But I didn't run it by anybody. Of course, we'd had a lot of vodka.
You had a bottle of vodka.
I had a bottle. Well, I think we all had our own bottle. Yeah. So I had a bottle. And so, mm-hmm. But in the night, the mosquitoes came in and they chewed me up all over my body. So I wake up the next morning and I look like I've got either chicken pox or the, the meats.
Wait, you had like the all over your face everywhere?
Everywhere, big bites everywhere, all over me, all over my titties, all over my, everywhere. It's just looked like chicken pox.
That's bad.
Amazing.
That's painful.
But it was beautiful. That area, that ocean area, do you still have that, Lauren?
No, we actually, Mum and Dad and I, we went down to Touros Head. So we bought down there and then, but they moved back. So we had they had an accident. We were just talking about this and long story, basically, they moved back to Albury. So they live next door. So we're all sort of cohabitating, which is lovely.
Well, that was a beautiful area down there on that ocean. I remember getting in that water. It was beautiful. That Australia ocean front, that was gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, the south coast of Australia.
Have you been there? Have you, Adita, have y'all been? It's gorgeous.
I've never been there, but I've been to Australia. It is beautiful.
You got to go. It's absolutely gorgeous. I never got up to where Tully's from.
The west side? You never went to the west side? The best side?
No.
But that's not as pretty, is it?
The West Coast is awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, we have such great beaches. But because it's an extra flight, you know, if you're a tourist coming from America, obviously, you know, you fly into the East Coast and then it's another 4-hour flight to get to where I'm from. But most never make it that far because they don't want to get on another plane. But we have some of the best beaches ever. Like, I know Lauren will probably disagree with me.
I was going to say, Lauren, is that true? Is the West Coast the best coast?
Oh, it's just so untouched over there, you know. It is magnificent, but there are lots of sharks at the moment.
Oh.
Jump.
I flew into Canberra.
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 Canterbury. That's what you used to call it, Canterbury.
Canterbury. I flew into Canterbury and went up in a hot air balloon with Graffy.
Oh, Graffy.
Oh my God, I was scared shitless. Let me tell you something. We went up into the clouds, you couldn't see anything. It was a cloud. And I'm like, we gotta get down. She's talking about what a wonderful day. And I was like, I don't see trees, I don't see anything.
I'm scared. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Canberra, Sydney. Seemed like there was another town we went to.
Melbourne.
Gosh, I spent a whole week that one time, Lauren. We just every night. That was wild. I'm still recovering.
What it was like when we were younger.
I was younger. I was a lot younger. That's true.
So,
I finally had to give up alcohol. I'd had so much to drink between age 30 and 60 that I decided to dry out.
Maybe, Lynn, you can help us out. We'll try to work out what the 40s mean. You got the dirty 30s. What are the 40s?
Fantastic 40s.
What are the what?
The 40s, like your age in the 40s, like your life.
Am I the only one past 40?
No.
40s are nothing. It's when you hit the 60s that it all starts down. 40s are like 30s and 20s. You're in your prime in the 40s, trust me. 40s are prime time. Prime time in every area.
You're good too for a few more.
Energy, sex, whatever. 40s, prime. 50s, well, they're not so bad, but the 60s, starting down. Of course, now I'm in my 70s now.
Wait, why are the 60s like that?
Well, you're starting to slow down a little bit. You've started to put on a few pounds, you know, some of the wild things that you've done starting to haunt you. You know, you may need your knee scoped again, your hips starting to, you know, creak, and, you know, you don't have periods anymore. You're way past all that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Hot flashes. I don't want hot
flashes. Now, if you go on some type of a special diet or some type of an exercise program, the 60s would probably be better. You know, like fasting. I don't know.
Like starving.
Starving. Yeah. Exercise would probably help. Yeah.
But you can't because your hip hurts. So So exercise like walk.
You just had your meat scope and your hip hurts.
Does it go back uphill in the 70s now, though? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it picks back up now. You get right past 72, starts back up. Yeah.
So we're catching you on an incline. We're catching you on the up. Okay, good.
Yeah. So there's hope for the 70s. 60s, then back up.
Uh-huh. Right. How long are you going to consult for?
How long am I what?
I'm going to continue to consult with Kentucky for.
Well, I love what I do because I do it virtually. I don't have to travel. You know, I watch practices and games online and then just write up some feedback. And I've done some for some pro teams and I've done some. Of course, I work with Kentucky, but I've done some with some other colleges. I almost did some with you.
I know. We couldn't afford you.
That was true. We've talked about that.
I thought you were actually in Kentucky, though. That would help me. I need to propose that, I think.
Well, but now you can probably afford me now because I saw that contract you got, Adia.
But that's the same. But that's the same in the WNBA, though, with the, you know, the new contracts and everything, the bargaining contracts and that. Quality of life is coming into it as well.
Yeah. Well, and I think for me, too, it's like here in Tucson, someone's got to come here and, like, do something and build something. I think if you go after a legend, like imagine taking over Stanford after Tara. It's like she's winning a lot. It's really hard. Or taking Connecticut after Geno, or taking Baylor after Kim. It's like, or taking Tennessee after Pat. Like those are hard jobs. I think it's really hard to follow a legend because you're always compared, especially when they've won recently. I think it's different if the legend maybe hasn't won in 5 or 10 years. The program's kind of, but like at Baylor, Kim Mulkey won 2 years ago. Gina won a few years ago. Tara won this year. So I think those are really hard jobs because I don't know if you ever win enough behind them.
Well, you know, they're still struggling at Tennessee trying to follow Pat. I mean, nothing, unless you go to the Final Four, you've not had a good season. And you know, people forget how successful Holly was. Wasn't good enough.
And that's why it's hard. That's why I don't know if I want to be in a situation. Arizona, I kind of write that. It's our story. And then following after someone else, it's like you're compared all the time. So I think that's hard to be successful in those situations. I don't know who's been successful after a legend. I don't know of anybody. Do you guys? Like who's done well after a legend retired?
I mean, they're still struggling at UCLA men. And John Wooden died, what, 25 years ago?
Well, that's what I'm saying. But on the women's side, I don't know if anybody that's been behind a legend, like, just imagine going after Geno.
Well, think about Texas with Jody. You know, that's still been a struggle to follow her. So, yeah, it's – yeah. Right. So you've created your own. You're the
legend.
Yeah, you're the legend.
You're following Joan. Yeah.
But we hadn't been good in a while. Like the program was down for 10 years. So it's like there was only room to go up. So it's easy.
But it still takes someone good to take the program out. Though, like you got to give yourself credit for that.
But not only too did it like talk about your program, but I think it brought you and your story front and center to a lot of people. And I know Tully and Lauren have talked about this too. Like, you know, the social media wasn't around the same way it was, you know, when you were playing. And I think it was really neat to see your story come out and people like become even bigger fans or find you through that, which creates the legend even more. So that was fun for me personally, like following along was just, you know, being a fan of you and your team through that.
Well, there aren't a lot of women, like there's like half of us coaching, first of all. The second, there's like no moms because it's hard to do our job and be a coach because like
moms.
You don't have any support. So it's like, it's just, there's not a lot of us. And think about how many like women ADs there are, like Power Five schools, there's like four. I mean, there's not a lot. So I think there's just a lot that has to change, like Tully's shirt. Invest in women, pay women.
Well, my shirt, Kelsey's platform.
I'm not the first person to say it, you know.
No, you're not.
I won't be the last, right? Yeah, no, it's like, it's people hire and people do and people, you know, they hire people that they know and that look like them and who often looks like them is white dudes, right? Like, you know, so...
Well, in the WNBA, think about it. How many women are head coaches in the WNBA? I mean,
not enough. Not near enough.
How many teams are there, Sue?
Like
12 teams.
Okay, 12. How many women?
There's more former players going to assistant coaches' roles.
I think former players are going to start getting head jobs. They're just, yeah. A lot of people, I mean, okay, the fact that there are more men than women, yeah, we can discuss that. That's probably an issue because there's plenty of women coaching. But in terms of former players, the league actually hasn't been around long enough. Like now you're starting to see former players with long careers finish their careers, get into coaching, get the experience to then be ready. So I think it's like we're about to see that start to come. Like, I can see it in Seattle.
Tina.
Yeah. But even like Seattle, like two examples. One, Tanisha Wright is now just getting into coaching. So she's an assistant with Vegas. And Noelle Quinn, she finished her career 2 years ago, maybe three. Now she's been an assistant for 3 years. So you can tell there's like.
And Co as well, right?
Yeah, she's like on the track to be a WNBA head coach.
That's true. And Schumacher, Kelly Schumacher.
There's a bunch. Yeah, like you're starting to see like they had the playing career. They're now getting a little bit of the coaching experience to then step into the head role.
And now to do well.
Yeah. There's three in Minnesota, aren't there? Three.
Katie, Clinette, and Brunson.
Yeah, so three players, assistants.
Yeah, there's a ton of, it's a good thing. There's a ton of examples.
Yeah.
And the expectation, like players have already given, you know, a majority of their life to basketball. It's not a bad thing that if they want to do anything else besides coaching, you know, you see the same thing in soccer too, you know, the
like. Well, they're experts.
Right.
Yeah. What do you want to do?
What? Uh-huh.
When you're done, what do you want to do?
Me?
Would you think about it or?
Oh God, it seems so hard. You got to deal with all the bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I see Sue NBA.
No.
Because you're such a bubble brain, you know?
She's going to be like running some Fortune 500.
What about CEO?
A lot of it just sounds really hard. I think I just want to detox for like a year. Get away from
it.
No, we'll see. I can't imagine I'm not involved in basketball in some way, shape, or form. I really can't. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what.
You're running the league, so watch it.
It's just like, I mean, you guys can attest, like, I've lived this life for a long time now. And coaching is just like another version of this life with even more challenges because you actually have no control. And you know me, I'm a control freak with that. So it's like to not be able to have control would be an adjustment for me. So living the life, getting used to this other part of the life, we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
Having kids.
Quit it.
Well, I think if you don't have to do a lot, you don't, because like when you start, if you coach college, it's like, well, you know, the hardest part about your first year in college is like you've had a nap every day for like 20 years. And like your first year in college, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. You like work like 15 hours a day. You're like on the phone with 15-year-olds per hour. Like it's just so different. You work your butt off.
No, yeah, it's not, like, I'm actually not saying it, like, it sounds challenging. And like, it's like, it's the life. I've already been in the life for a long time, but I'm not like opposed. It's just hard to imagine it right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Loz, when you retired, did you like separate yourself from basketball for a little while?
Yeah, I had to.
Like, how long did you take? Cause I mean, I know I took a year or two.
I really struggled that first year or two because I was still dreaming about being an athlete. Even to this day, I still have dreams about playing and stuff. It's insane. But, you know, I had to take a year or two away from it. And they were trying to get me to coach and like do some other little stuff. And I was like, hell no, I'm not doing that. There's no way. Mm. Like, I don't want to travel. I don't want that life. I don't want the life anymore, you know? So when I realized that I wanted to be in the administration side of it and just, you know, raise my kids quietly. That was the best thing I ever did because I'm happier than ever now. I couldn't do it though, what you're doing, Adia. Like it's,
yeah.
But I like it.
The pressure of it all just like, makes me feel thinking about it.
Yeah, there is pressure. Like I do feel pressure. I think I feel more pressure now because you know the pressure I feel now and it's like probably I put it on myself. I don't want to be a coach that like had a good player, went to the Final Four, lost, or went to the championship, lost, and then never gets back there. So I am like, I am not going to be that person. Weird, you know what I mean? Like, it's hard. It's easy to get there once, but getting there multiple times or having success, like, I don't want to be like one and done. So I like, to me, that's a failure. So I'm like trying to like, how can I build a team? You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. That's what the transfer portal's for.
I just I got three about four. I'm working on one. And then they pass this rule where you can get inner transfer. I'm all about this inner transfer. I'm after this one player. And like,
I want. What does that mean? In the conference?
Yeah, so in the conference, you can transfer one time and play. So I'm all about, there's one kid I really want. Like, I really like her. She's like perfect for our team. And like, I'm going after her. I'm like, I can't say her name because that's a violation. But I am going after her. Hopefully she's watching this and knows who I'm talking about.
Isn't it like the highest number of people in the portal this year? Like,
yeah, there's like thousands.
I just read a quote from Gino saying like, there's a ridiculous number of, you know, what's the issue going on? Why
is it? 2 years is going to be like 10 times more because everybody committed off of COVID and sight unseen. So some people that came here even, they've never been to like Arizona. They never took a visit. So you're going to see way more people in the portal in 2 years. It's like crazy.
I'm but like, can I get the password to this portal? I want to just watch it. Is it an app? Can I get in?
I heard that some people had access to it and were getting in trouble because like some press people had access to the portal. Yeah,
they had it because someone was kind of asking me and I was like, can't do that. Don't need a violation.
You got a really good kid from Vanderbilt. Can you get, did Coy Love come out there? I think I saw that paper.
And I felt bad because I love Shay. This is before Shay got the job. Uh-huh. So, sorry, Shay. Shay's like, yeah, you took my best player. And I'm like, sorry, you hadn't had a job yet. So Coy Love's coming. And then we got a player out of Alabama, a post player, because, you know, you saw us in the championship. We needed some girth inside. So post player got a transfer from Oregon. Taylor Chavez, a really good guard, can play like multiple positions for us. And I got my eye on one more. Mm-hmm. One more, and I think we could be a lot better with her.
What does it rhyme with?
Sounds like.
I love Roger Rabbit. I love Roger Rabbit. I know you guys will not know. Yeah. You guys are college kids. But she's it's down to us in Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Oregon, it's raining, huh?
It was awesome because I think it kind of connected us back again. Like, not just you and I, but we were like, throughout the whole tournament, you know, bantering back and forth on Twitter and just like, it was awesome. And then
well, it's funny. I didn't even see some of that. I didn't even see some of that till later. I was like barely surviving the tournament. I had no nanny. I'm like up half the night. I'm like, man, I have to do this. I'm like getting ready for games. Like it was in quarantine for 21 days with two kids was like torture because like, there's nowhere to walk your kid. Like he walks testing, but he needs to be ran like a dog. And it's like, it was like, I was dying and I was like, oh, everything's great. But I was thinking like, I'm dying inside right now. I'm dying. Like, you know, I'm like age 50 years in the, I mean, quarantine.
Oh, I want to see
you. And you still don't drink.
Yeah, when are you gonna come? We need like a reunion.
And this COVID stuff. You know,
when Lauren can come back to the States, then we organize a reunion.
Yeah, something that'd be fun. Not during season.
2024 would be the 20-year anniversary.
Oh gosh.
Ooh, oh my god, that ages us.
That is a long time.
20 years.
Gosh, wow. That was awesome. Like that was so fun. Wait, you guys, really quick. Who remembers the Simone story about when she was gonna dunk?
And she went to dunk and she was like,
so we were all so excited. She brought us all to the gym. Do you guys remember that?
Yes.
And we were all like, yeah. And then
Simone Edwards was going to die. Yes.
This is so funny.
She brought us all out to the court. You can tell it more, but like, tell the story. Do you remember it?
No, you tell it. Like, I remember she was that.
Huh? Do you remember?
You really had to be there. This is a visual.
Okay, so tell it.
It's a tough No. I'm just saying it's a tough one. She tried to sell it.
Well, Lauren did good with the
get so, up. So, yeah, she brought us all to the court. She'd been talking about how good, how high she can jump, she can dunk. You've been talking for months about her dunking the ball.
Yeah, believe
her. All on the court around her. And she gets underneath the ring. I mean, did she even do a runner?
Well, she warmed up for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, she warmed up for 5 minutes and then she did run up.
Yeah, so she runs up, she goes to take off. And her legs literally were stuck to the ground.
She didn't go. She just went like that.
She did not even like a tiny bit. Like, she did not even get off the ground. And oh my God.
You remember when we, do you remember when we played dodgeball and Anne fell?
Yeah, I do remember that.
That's top five. You know, like in dodgeball, you put the balls in the middle and everybody starts on the baseline and it's like, go. So she, I don't know what she was thinking. She attempted to go get a ball. Obviously we all took off, grabbed the ball. So she didn't make it quite to the balls. And then when she saw other people were grabbing them, she tried to retreat backwards. And it was literally like slow motion, fall down backwards situation.
So many moments with Anne where, like, as athletes, something would happen and we were like, walk away.
We try to block our shots.
And go and, like, just die laughing. But, gee, oh my God.
You guys remember her cat fell off the balcony? Like,
Romeo.
She didn't die, though.
Romeo. Yeah.
She didn't die.
Oh, you remember? No. You remember the time we all
it fell off a flower bed, but it didn't die like 15
yeah,
or 20
it
stories.
Yeah. But you remember the time we all got in trouble for teaching Sun Jung all the inappropriate words?
Sun Jung. I remember.
What's up? The sky and the
sun. That was tough. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, how are your parents?
Yeah, they're good. They're good.
They're good? Okay, good. That's
tell them we said hi.
Yes.
I will.
When anybody called a D a sir, that's also when top 5 minutes.
People still do
I'm
that.
Not a sir. Do yeah, I look like a sir?
Yeah, they always call me that on the phone. I get so offended.
So mad. Like, I am not a sir.
Do I sound like a man? Okay, my voice is. Do I sound like a man though?
She's no, I just think when they look up, you know, like
no,
when
you got on the phone, they don't call me that when they see me. I hope not. I don't remember that.
At the airport, it would happen. Do I look like a sir?
In person, they would say that. I don't remember that. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have a story. Yeah. I have a story. Do you remember when Tully got waxed?
Hey, okay.
Do you guys remember that? She got her face waxed.
Yep.
Do you remember? I think I gave her some acne cream, some retin-A, and they came.
Okay, you every week. No. Let me just.
It was the retin-A. I thought she got burned.
No, every week. Okay, stop it, Adia. Every week you would be like, "Here, try this cream." Like every week, and I'll be like, "Okay."
You were the test dummy.
I was always the test dummy, but then I went and got waxed.
And her and skin came off like she was lashed here and I mustache face. So her skin was gone everywhere.
And then, I remember that.
And then she put makeup on so black and she was like, it was like burning like a
I mean,
her skin was gone here. You remember that?
That was so funny.
Yeah, but it was your fault because you gave me that stuff to use.
You weren't supposed to get your face waxed.
You didn't tell me that. Jesus Christ. Like,
I don't think I knew because remember, I think it happened to me too. I don't think I knew.
Yeah, but you were like trying something new every week. I'm like, okay, let's try it.
That's what
you know, that's I got you.
Acne. That's called acne.
No, you were trying to help me with my.
Oh, we were trying to help with our
pigmentation. My pigmentation.
I was trying to help you. That's what friends do.
It didn't help me, did it? Like, shit. I go up in the office area and the deer is in there and I look at she looks back at me and she's got all these white dots on her face.
I don't remember that was that special cream. That's so embarrassing.
Special cream.
I don't think of any other super funny stories.
I know you guys covered a lot on the last one.
Oh yeah, is there anything you want to add to that, Sue?
I mean, I feel like yeah, you guys.
I feel like we don't have any good Sue stories. What are some good Sue stories?
Sure we do.
I'm sure. Oh,
she doesn't like the stories.
You guys
about
brought
them.
Up my bag. I was so mad about that.
Brought up what?
When Cherie spilled wine on my bag. Because Cherie was such an asshole.
I do remember that.
She would just pick on me. She was such
a see, on your leather bag. I remember. I remember that.
Oh, I was pissed. Because you guys were fucking spilling wine on people, Adia and me, all the time.
All the time. Thorin and
Casualties of your wine.
We would like dodge them.
Tully definitely spilled the most wine on Adia.
We were dogs, man. When they're drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have to like.
Yeah. We used to be like, whoa, suits.
Whoa, watch the cup. This fucking wine all over us all the time.
All over, and it does not come out. Tully. Because she'd put her arm around you and spill the one that, where the cup was. This would always spill your like.
I loved you. I was just like.
That was funny. Remember who always left every bar? We get the bar and
find Lauren, that's you.
Lauren, Lauren. So I actually just had, I was just in Dallas and I just was with, like, this is more of the 2010 era, but it was like Asher Robinson, Lacoe, Camille. And we were talking about the same thing. Lauren's the one who's like, hey guys, want to go to Kangaroo and Kiwi? And we're kind of like, okay. It's the Aussie bar. We don't mind it. We'll go because the Australian wants to go. Let's go. We get there 30 minutes later. Where'd Lauren go?
Lauren's gone.
Gone. Yep. Smoke bomb out. Just disappears every time. We're like, she invited us. She invited us. You would invite us to your house and then kick us out an hour later.
I know.
Hey guys, come on over. Hey guys, get the fuck out. Okay.
Well, you know, it was sort of 2010 was like a transition year for me. I went from being like this crazy person who loved to drink and loved partying, and then all of a sudden it was like I was transitioning into I actually don't ever want to party again. So it was like I'd get conflicted.
You would do that in 2004. Just
yeah. I felt the same way. Like I was conflicted. You remember in Phoenix?
Oh yeah. The pitcher of beer with my teeth and chugged it. Yeah.
I remember that.
I know.
Diana Taurasi was sitting there in the bar and she said, there's no way you can do that. And I said, throw $100 bill there on the table. And she did. And I picked it up and chugged it. And she nearly fell off the couch. And I said, now you want to go for $500?
No, that is a part of your legend.
We're all geeks. Yeah, in different ways. I was just gifted that I have strong teeth.
And then when
it opens up and it just pours down. I made a lot of money.
No gag reflex.
I made thousands of dollars. You get a bunch of guys drunk.
Oh yeah.
And just start, you know, I start out with a just a little mug, and then we build up to you know, the big money.
You're a hustler. You got to hustle.
Hey, remember, who gave the best money for half-court shots?
Lynn
used to give like a wad of money. How much money did you spend per year on that?
You would put the money down.
Like hundreds.
If it was the playoffs, it was 100. If it was just every game, it was, I don't know, what, 20 or 40, something like that?
No, you gave more than that.
Lynn, you know, this is what.
I don't have money now.
This is what Lynn would do. She would just like make shit up. She'd be like, if anyone hits 10 threes in a row, I'll give you $50. And then all of us would be like trying to do it.
We all used to talk about that.
Somebody would shoot for an hour and a half.
She would give like a wad of money for the half court shots, not like $20. It would be like,
no, yeah, Lynn, you would put up like 100 regular.
Yeah, it was never 20.
Probably. It was never 20.
I thought was that like was fun. I thought, right motivator, you know.
Money is a motivator.
It is.
But Sue, you always went in the friggin' half court shots in our finals. Like Jack and all the owners would put $500 on the line, and
I had a good run. It's ended. I'm on a terrible tear of not hitting the half court shot. It's been like years
because you're 40 now.
Wait, Sue, do you do full practices? Okay, remember Lauren didn't do full practices all the time. Do you do full practices all the time in training camp? Lauren didn't.
Yeah. No. Interestingly enough. For a couple years, I didn't. I would like strategically do my practices. But this year, I did every single practice, the full thing.
The whole thing? Are you serious? How?
2.5 hours. Because it was a lot of teaching. So it wasn't quite as like, which I knew, because we have a new team. So it was like, it wasn't going to be as bad.
But training camps are different now.
Off-season. Like, what are you doing in the off-season?
Everything. Name it.
Peloton.
Really? Like, how many hours a day were you doing? Because you must have been bloody fit. Like...
No, yeah, I feel fit. I hired somebody. I mean, that's me. I don't do it. I would have no idea. And so, like, my day is, like, my weeks, I should say, every day is.
Well, I'm available if you need somebody.
Yeah, no, I've seen you work out. I'm good. I'm actually going to count on that.
No, you still work out like crazy woman stuff?
That CrossFit. That CrossFit
I do some CrossFit, yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit too much.
Tully, are you still boxing?
I do everything, Lynn.
Yeah, I thought you boxed, if I remembered.
Yeah, we did everything. I had the FIBA come into our gym one time, and we ran them through a workout and stuff. But you got to stay active. You got to stay active. As Sue said, you got to stay active. You got to keep moving. You got to keep the joints, you know, going, and you got to stay strong. That's the.
I've got a bicycle.
I got a bicycle too. I look at it every day. I look at it, walk past it.
Mine's a three wheeler, so you can't tip over.
Yeah, I want to buy one of those. Where do you get? I want to actually buy one for Annie.
They're wonderful. I mean, it's hard work to pedal a three wheeler, a tricycle.
Yeah, no. Does it have the basket on the back?
Basket on the back, little horn on the front. Bling, bling.
I literally want to buy one for our nanny, seriously.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's funny.
Hey, I know let's talk about the current WNBA situation right now for a second. Seattle, Sue, looking good.
Championship.
Yeah, really like how you guys are looking.
We'll see.
Lynn, Adia, Loz, chime in. What are you seeing? Who are you liking? And, you know, the WNBA is like championship material.
Other than Seattle,
looking good. Yeah.
I mean, you know what? So I went to the Connecticut game, Connecticut and the Mercury, the Sun and Mercury a couple of days ago. The Sun are actually really good. I love that post player.
You talking about Jonquel Jones? Right. Sorry, Jonquel Jones.
He's fantastic. Dewana Bonner still playing. Like, she's playing like a 1-2-3. They were really good. I was impressed. They played good basketball.
I would say Connecticut would be my second pick after Seattle. I would go with Seattle 1 and Connecticut 2, and then everybody else is.
Las Vegas. You don't think that they're going to get there? Las Vegas. The stride?
They were.
They're there, but I don't know. Like, I just don't get that feel. Like, they're like.
Yeah, there's something missing.
We're just only playing like 20 minutes at the moment. You know, I feel like at some point during the season, she's going to start playing a lot more minutes, and they're going to get used to having her out on the court, you know?
Yeah, I haven't seen them, but they should, on paper, they should be really good.
Sometimes, Holly, don't you think that maybe Asia Wilson and Cambage are fighting for the block? You know what I'm saying? Like that you've got two centers, and so they can't decide whose block it is.
I reckon they'll hit their stride. I just think that, you know, like having, this is my opinion, like, but I feel like having a player like Liz in the key, like it takes time to get used to playing with her, but once they like figure it out, and the team starts sort of moving the ball around, getting the ball inside, using it a little bit better and stuff. I feel like they're going to be pretty.
But it's not an LJ though. But it's not an LJ. Like it's not a Jonquel. Like I see Jonquel Jones.
She was great.
She's like an LJ to me. Like, she's like you. You know, you are the stretch five. And to me, a lot of successful and championship teams now have that stretch five. I don't know, Aces, they have Asia and they have Liz, but I don't see one of them really being that stretch five to make it, I don't know, a championship team. That's just my opinion.
The only thing I would say is with Vegas, and this is more about last year, but it's they're a very similar style team this year. Their lack of like 3-point shooting, they make up with free throws. So it's like what you don't get from the outside threat. And I hear what you're saying. But first of all, the only other counterpoint I would make is not to get super serious on this, but like Asia can shoot from outside. Like you can't.
No, she can shoot. She can shoot. I'm not saying she can't.
Liz can shoot. But Asia's like really improved her outside shooting. Mm. She's stretching it out to three a little bit. And as someone who played them twice, it's a pain in the ass. It's a pain in the ass. They're really hard to play against. Yeah. So what Lauren said, like if they hit their stride, I just think, honestly, it's so early in the season. It's like so hard to even.
I mean, consistency right now is.
Every team is either going to figure it out or not. But the team teams that figure it out are going to be good. The teams that don't. That's the story. That's a story every year.
I'm really excited about Dallas in the future. I think they're going to be real good.
For sure. Yeah.
New York's really improved. New York's really good.
Chicago, too.
What about Atlanta? They need to play Airy.
She played a little bit yesterday. She got a.
Somebody like asked in a game.
She saw that. How'd that Australian guard do?
She what?
She's getting over jet lag.
like took her to the basket. Like, yeah, Ari, I'm an Ari fan. So
she didn't play the game before that at all. And she's not used to that. But like, I think it's hard going to Atlanta. There's so many guards. I'm like,
there's a lot of guards.
Like, you know, like a lot of guards. So.
No, it's going to be, it's like a compelling season. There's a lot of storylines, a lot of question marks, like a fun way.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I always say like, I feel like I'm close to retirement because I'm definitely looking at the game more like a fan. Like I'm like really intrigued by all these different players and how they're going to do and how they're going to turn out. I'm not, I don't feel like competitive.
So yeah, but going back to Shyla Laws, you know, she didn't have a, you know, obviously a great introduction into the WNBL, but I mean, WNBA. But I mean, she's got jet lag and it's going to take her a few practices and a few games to, and it's going to take a whole year basically to kind of, you know, find her rhythm, I think, in the WNBA.
You know, like she's going to be fine. Like it's just going to take a little bit of time. She's only young, she's what, 19? So I don't know. I think just give her a year or two and she'll be, look, she's got the attitude, she's got the toughness, you know, and she, there's no doubt she's got the skill. It's just going to take time. You know, these, the athletes that she's playing against are the best in the world. And like it's a big, big step for someone so young. So she'll be fine eventually.
No, I know. Yeah. I feel like people nowadays, I don't know if, I don't know what to like point the arrow to why this happens. People, it's like, if you don't have bomb games, your first, like a rookie or a new player, your first couple games, they're like, eh, no good. I'm like, it takes time. It's the special players that hit the ground running. The super special ones hit the ground running. Otherwise, you got to give them time to like see who they are, develop their skills and like what their strengths are in the WNBA. And then once they find that lane, Benaja Laney is actually a great example.
Oh my gosh.
Right. I actually, I don't know her, but I would assume she's played overseas. She's worked on her game. She kind of figured herself out. And then it just took the opportunity she got in Atlanta.
And maybe finding the right team to fit her.
Yeah, see, like now, I feel like now she could probably go on any team and they would have to her. Like, that's how well she's playing, you know? But sometimes it just takes a minute. So I get so mad when people, like, I don't know, just like throw players away because in five games they didn't show out. What? Like, give them a second.
Yeah. Give them six. Give them at least six.
Yeah, at least six. And then, and then there's
It is really fun to watch as a former player, and I know lots is the same. Like, it is really awesome to watch, and the number of strains now consulting, that are coming through and watching them, Ezzy. I mean,
isn't she consulting?
Steph and Ezzy. We have two.
Yeah, Steph and Ezzy. Yeah. It's really awesome. So no.
Ezzy got her braces off. She's ready. She's
beautiful. Yeah, I saw some photos of her that Nike did. She's gorgeous.
What can't she do?
She looks great. She's awesome. I love Ezzy.
But what a beautiful soul. Like, she is just a gentle, kind human. Like, just beautiful. So, I love Ezzy. I'm an Ezzy fan. She's just a good person.
Yeah.
I'm like, but Seattle Storm, we should just be called the Seattle Aussies at this point.
Yes.
Can't get rid of you fools.
Brett needs to sponsor all Australians that come through
there.
Yeah, Tully, how was your trip?
Oh my god, I love coming back to Seattle. I like the first day I went straight to Kangaroo and Kiwi, and he had me lamingtons waiting for me. Like, it was like, oh my god, Brad, you just know how to like impress a lady with a Sheila, Australian lamingtons. Many, yeah. I mean, sure, I go back there in a heartbeat every time. Come here, Sweetie. Sue, someone would like to say hi to you.
Hey, darling.
Parker. Yeah. Parker, look at you. Do you want to say hi? Look.
Oh, he's so tall. Sue, is he taller than you?
Gorgeous.
Are you taller than me?
Well,
he's not. He is close to, but not quite.
She's the shortest adult in our family.
Really?
No. She's the oldest and the shortest.
Go.
The oldest and the shortest. Oh, that's
wow,
not
tall. Wow.
Yeah, he would fit right in. Yeah. He needs his own little box.
True story, Sue. So I have gone to the schools, right, for the kids and stuff. And the teachers have, like, brought me into their classrooms and whatever. And he's like, and they've asked questions, and they're like, you know, who's the, you know, famous basketballer that you know? And Parker's like, Sue Bird. standing right there. And he is like, Sue Bird. He's like, yeah, she's better than my mom. I'm like, oh my God. It may be true, but you don't have to actually tell everybody.
Not on defense.
Yeah. Well, hey, yeah. No, but you did have that nice poke around that you always.
Poke around. It still works.
You got the poke around. So I haven't seen it as much though this year.
Because they haven't been going by me as much.
You always did that, Sue. That always poke around. I don't know how you did that.
You used to frustrate the shit out of me when you did that. Oh my God. It's like, cross the ball over. Sue always does that. Like,
oh,
and I'll be like, foul.
Oh,
okay, great.
Yeah. But anyway.
So it's been amazing, but I just feel like we could probably sit here and talk for 5 or 6 hours and I actually have to go and work.
Adia, Loz, Sue, I love you guys.
We love you too.
I miss you all. And can we plan on that reunion in 2024?
Yes.
Listen, I'll fucking be here.
You'll still be playing.
You'll still be playing.
How much longer are you going to play?
Whatever, I'm just putting all adult activities off. So I'll just keep playing until
couple more years, right?
Well, now I have a goal. Now when people ask me, I have an answer. 2024. I got a
2024. Oh my gosh.
That's so pretty too.
She is beautiful. It's my daughter.
Uh-huh.
The girl they never had. Anyway, look, I love you so much, everybody here. I miss you all so much. I wish we could like do this all the time. But
I know.
We're all busy.
Bedtime.
Okay.
Oh, I miss you, beautiful girls.
Miss you guys too.
Yeah.
So glad you're all doing so well. It's great to see your faces.
It is.
You too. Aww.
We
you
do
too,
need to
get
better.
Yeah, we do. We need to get better at re-communicating. And
should we have a WhatsApp group?
What's
the group chat now?
What is that, a new app or something I got to know about?
What's that?
Oh my God! Look! I have just got a handle on friggin' Twitter. Tully. Okay, like what the fuck is WhatsApp Tully. Now? Like
the group text is better.
Oh my God!
Don't know what WhatsApp is.
I am the oldest of us. Remember?
Clearly.
Hardly.
Oh, okay. Next time I commentate, you Sue Bird, you better watch out because I'm like, oh, yeah. She missed that shot because she is old.
Yeah.
You better watch out.
You'll always be older than me. That's what happens.
Yeah, but you're the oldest playing right now.
I've been the oldest player for 4 years.
Sue, are you really the oldest player?
I've been the oldest player for four or five years, literally.
Oh, really? I retired. Yeah.
Well, who else is like right there?
Diana.
How old is Diana?
Rossi.
2 years younger.
Oh, I didn't.
Get out of here. You know, I would say the moment that it really hit, maybe like 3 years ago, it's like I just don't have friends to go out to dinner with anymore on the road. I'm like, well, I guess I'll just go to the hotel bar and go to bed.
Can you tell me when you're in Seattle? I mean, in Indiana, so I can come out and I'll meet you.
I'll be like to my team, I'm like, what are you guys doing tonight? Have any plans?
You really think I'm right.
But remember when, like, you know, in your prime, every city, it's like, oh, so-and-so's on this team or so-and-so, or, oh, everybody's doing this, doing that. And then that just, as you get older, it just fades away.
No, it felt like, you know, especially in those early years, it was like every night
we were
doing something. Like, and it just, it was full on. Yeah, it slows down pretty quick.
All right, Anywho.
Go work.
Cheers to you.
Thank you. I love that sweatshirt. I need to buy one of those. Wait, so is that, Kelsey, is that your sweatshirt?
I'll just send you
one. Plug it.
I'm going to get one of those,
Kelsey,
too.
Plug it.
I get it for free, so I'll just send you one.
Wait, are you in Australia, Kelsey?
No, I'm in Brooklyn.
Oh, so how do you guys know each other?
I know Tully. I know some of Sue's friends. I met Sue out once. And me and Lynn are friends on Twitter.
Okay. So whose idea was the podcast, Tully? Was it Tully's idea?
It was Tony and Lauren really tweeting about it. So during your games, during your games,
I saw
we are like tweeting away, and people are like, "Oh, that'd be a fun pod." And we're like, "Okay, let's just do it." And so it's your fault.
That's good. I connected us.
Yes.
Always have. Always will, darling.
I love you guys.
Yeah.
Love you.
I still got my bag.
All out to bird.
Good night.
Good night. Dang, Liv. She's there for Lauren.
Many thanks to Adia Barnes, Sue Bird, and Lynn Dunn for joining Laid Back with LJ and Tully. This podcast was produced by Kelsey Trainer and Mariah Keener. The podcast was edited by Mariah Keener, and music for the podcast was provided by Mariah Keener.